USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump vows to veto any bill Congress chooses to pass that prevents him from reinforcing his executive order for national emergency funding for a border wall.
Will I veto it? 100%. 100%. And I don't think it survives a veto. We have too many smart people that want border security, so I can't imagine it could survive a veto, but I will veto it, yes.
The House votes Tuesday on a resolution to stop the executive order, then moves on to the Senate. President Trump plans to push back a March 2nd deadline to escalate tariffs on Chinese imports, saying a trade deal is likely.
Speaking for the United States, I would say it's probably more likely that a deal does happen, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is charged with soliciting prostitution. A spokesman for Kraft tells TMZ Sports the NFL owner denies the allegations. No comment yet from the National Football League. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
A Chicago judge has authorized a no-bail arrest warrant for R&B singer R. Kelly. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse filed against Kelly involve 4 victims.
Aggravated criminal sexual abuse is a Class 2 felony with a sentencing range of 3 to 7 years per count. It is also probationable.
Kelly's scheduled to appear in court Saturday for a bail hearing. Arraignment is March 8th. President Donald Trump has agreed to keep about 400 U.S. troops in Syria after withdrawal of hundreds of others this spring. At the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford says resources are being adjusted because the threat has changed.
We had a campaign that was designed to clear ISIS from the ground that they held, and we always had planned to transition into a stabilization phase where we train local forces to provide security and prevent the regeneration of ISIS.
The U.S. initially planned to only provide air support, not ground troops, to an observer force, but NATO allies objected. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Department of Justice says they will not give Robert Mueller's final report to the Attorney General next week, as some had speculated. President Trump says he looks forward to the final report whenever it's made public.
There was no obstruction, there was no anything, so that's the nice part. There was no phone calls, no nothing. I won a race. You know why I won the race? Because I was a better candidate than she was and had nothing to do with Russia. And everybody knows it's a hoax. It's one of the greatest hoaxes ever perpetrated on this country. So I look forward to seeing the report. If it's an honest report, it will say that. If it's not an honest report, it won't.
A California prosecutor says the parents who starved and shackled some of their 13 children to beds could spend up to life in prison. Riverside County District Attorney Michael Hestrom says it's a fitting penalty for David and Louise Turpin, who pleaded guilty Friday to torture and child abuse.
This is among the worst, most aggravated child abuse cases that I have ever seen or been involved in my career as a prosecutor.
Hestrin says the guilty pleas were important to protect the children from having to testify. The children ranged in age from 2 to 29 at the time. The San Diego Padres have officially introduced Manny Machado at a news conference the day after his $300 million 10-year contract was finalized. Machado called San Diego one of the best cities in the world.
Just excited to be here, excited to be a part of this, you know, this organization. You know, I'm excited to come out here, start playing baseball, start learning my new teammates, new faces. You know, at the end of the day, is you know, we're truly blessed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.